Hello, everyone. This week, we're going to be working with the practice of allowing, of letting things be, which I introduced in the Direct Awakening Meditation Workshop for this month. Before we start, I just want to invite you to join me in a little preparatory exercise. Before we meditate, it's often valuable to just take a few minutes to reflect on why it is that we're meditating, why our meditation matters, to help build a strong motivation and intention to give ourselves fully to the practice. So I just want to invite you to take a few deep breaths. Just settling into this moment of practice. And first, I want to invite you to reflect on why it is you're meditating for yourself, for your own well-being, your own transformation. You must have a sense that meditation can improve the quality of your life, the way you conduct your life, the way you react to your life. Just take a moment to connect with what that is. Why are you meditating for yourself? What do you sense meditation can bring to your life? And allow yourself to draw that recognition into a powerful intention to give yourself to this meditation today, wholeheartedly. And now I want to invite you to reflect on why you're meditating for others. How your meditation can benefit other people, society, all of us. Maybe you recognize that when you meditate, when you raise your consciousness, you show up with more grace and wisdom and compassion and sensitivity. Maybe you notice you're less reactive, and in that you're contributing to the elevation of consciousness for human beings as a whole, or certainly giving those around you an easier time. Just take a moment to reflect on the impact of your practice on others. Why your meditation matters beyond yourself. No need to think too much about it. Just connect with that now and bring it forth as a strong, clear intention to fully engage this practice for the benefit of others. And now I want to invite you to connect with the largest context you can for why your meditation matters. Why does meditation matter for reasons that maybe even transcend us personally and even those around us? Perhaps you have a sense that this cosmos is going through a grand process of evolution, and that some of us need to awaken our consciousness to the ultimate so that we can participate in this grand adventure of evolution as free, awakened human beings, as conscious agents of higher evolution. Maybe you even have a sense that consciousness itself needs to be recognized, needs to be discovered, that our higher nature, our sacred potential is yearning to be known, to be discovered, to be embodied. So that this beautiful, glorious, sacred essence can become visible in the world through you. Or in whatever way you sense a connection to a larger picture, a larger potential that you're participating in. Just allow yourself to reflect on that for a moment. And to feel drawn by that into a strong, powerful intention to meditate as though there is no other moment to meditate, as though the only moment of awakening is this moment now. And you are called to fully give to it, holding nothing back. And now allowing all three of those layers of motivation and intention to converge into a single solid foundation, we will go ahead and begin the practice. Now, as we do the practice, there's no need to refer back to your motivation or intention. You're simply gathering yourself for the practice. Can let all of that go. No need to hold it in your mind. Just allow the energy of that contemplation to fuel your practice in whatever way it does. Just to get you to show up completely. So our meditation practice this week can be engaged with your eyes open or closed. If you open your eyes, just allow your gaze to rest, looking down at about a 45 degree angle, resting gently on somewhere out in front of you. And sit in a meditation posture that you find comfortable. Ideally sitting up straight, but in whatever way works for you. And as we step into the practice, I want to invite you to simply let everything be as it is. To let go of the need to have any particular experience in this moment. Allowing yourself the precious freedom to not struggle in any way. allow yourself to simply be content, to be deeply content with this moment as it is. We all spend so much of our lives trying to become something we're not, trying to get somewhere we are not yet. The human condition is characterized by a fundamental lack of contentment, fundamental sense that something's missing, that something's wrong. That we are not enough. We spend our entire lives trying to change something. And in the world at large, there's certainly plenty that needs to change, and our energy to change it is often very well directed. But in our constant struggle with what is, we miss a fundamental contentment. We hold back. Our true nature, which is already fundamentally at ease in the face of everything that could ever happen. So for this precious time of meditation, we're taking the radical position that nothing needs to change. For the duration of the meditation, we're going to let everything be exactly as it is. Let yourself be as you are. Let yourself be enough. No need to change anything about yourself right now. Just at the deepest level of your being, just let go of the struggle to be better. Let yourself be. Allowing everything to be as it is doesn't mean you have to feel peaceful. We often try this and then we think, oh, I'm supposed to feel very relaxed and peaceful. That's what this practice is. It's about trying to force myself to feel content and peaceful. So we struggle to try to feel that way. Of course, it doesn't work. Letting things be means, even if there's tension, even if there's anxiety, fear, confusion, suffering, we're fundamentally letting all of that be. We're not trying to chase it away. We're not trying to run away from it. We're able to be with reality as it is. However it's showing up in this moment, we're just. We're practicing having no preference. No preference for peace over tension. No preference for stillness over chaos. No preference for joy over distress. We're taking a stand in the part of us that is untouched by the comings and goings, by the ups and downs. It's already fundamentally so deeply at peace and content that what's happening on the surface doesn't really matter. We're free. We're free of it all. And we're doing this by simply allowing it all to be. No matter what your experience is right now, just let it be. And whatever it is in the next moment, just let that be. Letting things be means letting things change from one moment to the next. Not holding on to the experiences we label as positive. Not trying to perpetuate those or keep them going. Not resisting challenging feelings that might arise or disturbing thoughts. Just let each moment flow into the next without grasping on, without resisting. Just letting life flow. Letting life happen. No need to get involved. no preference for any particular experience. No need to change anything at all. Just letting everything be. I now want to invite you to gently let go of the meditation practice. And I want to invite you to leave the meditation in the same spirit as the practice itself. Let the meditation be whatever it was. As you get up out of the meditation, resist the temptation to analyze it, to figure out if you did it right or wrong. Just let it be what it was and allow its impact to flow into your life however it does. And you come back to the practice again tomorrow or even later today if you're doing it more than once. And you let everything be again. So thank you very much. I wish you a wonderful day.